Now, Andrew Tinker is a songwriter, singer, multi-instrumentalist from Denton, and he was one of the founding members of the Polyphonic Spree, and he independently released his first full-length album last spring called It Takes the World. We're very pleased to have him here. Andy, welcome.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. I am so glad to be here. This is, so far I've been listening to it yesterday and today, the station, and I've just been loving it. You already got a great show going. Love the Staple Singers and all that.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks. So, now, did you grow up in Denton?
No, actually, I was born in Fort Worth, and I grew up in DeSoto, Texas, and then in high school, I moved to Flower Mound, graduated from Flower Mound High School, so I've always lived around the Metroplex, and then I went to school at UNT. Oh. And that's when I ended up in Denton. That's kind of when I started meeting the musicians that I'm playing with now, and I play live, and starting the recording stuff, and just being a full-time musician up there.
So how do you write? Like, walk me through a song.
Well, generally, sometimes songs they can sometimes take different approaches, but I think probably the way that I've kind of started to settle into it is I usually get like an idea, maybe even just walking down the street, or especially if I sit down specifically to write, I might come up with a few different ideas. And recently, I found my my cell phone has a little video record feature, so I just record whatever little riff I'm working on, and then I let it go. And by this process, sometimes songs can take quite a while to finish. And but the good thing is that I get to kind of play around with a lot more ideas and pick the ones that I want. So I probably have many, many more songs that may never be finished than the ones that actually get finished. But I usually start with some kind of kernel or little idea and then work it out from there.
Great.
Until it gets recorded, and then it's usually done.
Oh, we'd love to hear a song. What are you going to play for us first?
First, I'm going to play a tune from my new record, It Takes the World, and this song is called 19.
Morning snow, February 14th. We are only 19. Baby, won't you smile for me? Get your coat, all the world is waiting. We are only 19. There's no time for sleeping. Dress up warm, it's awful cold. 10 below or so I'm told. And I suspect the wind is gonna blow. Hold me tight, keep me warm in the cold. Oh, I would freeze for sure. Hold me tight, keep me warm. Oh, the cold freezes me to the core. Summertime, all the world is bright green, and we are only 19. Baby, won't you smile for me? What to do? Let's go get some ice cream. We are only 19, and this is how the world should be. Grab your shades, the sun is out. Who needs shoes? We'll do without. Blue skies are what life is all about. Hold my hand, we're in love. And the slow days are just long enough. Fall has come and summer's gone, and somewhere out there spring is on, and so it just depends on where we are. We're in love. In love. We're in love. In love. We're in love. And we are only 19. We're in love.
That's Andrew Tinker with 19 on KXT 91.7. Nice job, Andy. That's
Thank you.
Really beautiful song. So who's that about?
Well, you know, it's really about kind of my experience as being a 19-year-old in love. It's I don't think it's really about a specific person, although it does have some specific instances, but actually a lot of it is made up. It's about my kind of fictionalized experience. But I did start writing it when I was 19, although it didn't get finished for quite a while. Really, it didn't get finished until I recorded it for this new album. It was a fun process because the older I got, the more I was able to kind of look back on being 19, and being in love then seemed so like absolute, and you were so absolutely in love or absolutely heartbroken. And so I wanted to kind of show those contrasts and those cycles in that song. And as I continued my music education at UNT, I started getting all these new techniques to kind of show that cycle. And the last part that I sang, the outro of the song, is actually when you hear it on the recording, it's a canon for five voices. You just heard the one voice part. So it's on the record, it's kind of like a very elaborate row, row, row your boat for five people. It takes about 20 bars to complete the canon. And I saw that technique when I came to UNT in one of my Renaissance Counterpoint classes, and I was like, wow, that is such a beautiful way to convey a cycle of something, and I just had to put it in the song. So
classical music does influence pop music.
It absolutely does. In fact, you know what? That's like a Guillaume, like from whenever, old Renaissance, even way before classical music. I mean, that's like Machaut territory. That's way, way back there. And that's what I love about it, is it makes me feel like I'm part of like a long traditional legacy of people just doing, you know, what we're doing right here in Denton, Texas.
Well, tell me about Austin City Limits. Now, you went down for the Sound and Jury.
Yeah, we went down for the Sound and the Jury contest. We had a great time playing there. We didn't end up winning the contest, but we had a great time. We took a busload of people from North Texas down there, and we were definitely the visiting crowd, but we put on quite a show, and everybody had a great time, and we ended up staying for the festival, and the whole band had a really great time getting to watch all the bands and just kind of dream about, man, I can't wait till we're on one of those stages. And you know, we drank a lot of beer and pretty much partied the whole weekend. It was a lot of fun.
Can you play another song for us, actually?
I'd love to. Give me a second and I'll tune my guitar. Tell
okay,
a joke
no
or
problem.
Something.
Actually, well, so while you're doing that, tell me, what are five of the greatest songs ever written?
Oh, man, you're going to put me on the spot.
Not necessarily the, but just five of the greatest songs
ever
written.
Well, I definitely think that Love's in Need of Love Today, that's the opening track on Songs in the Key of Life. I love that album. It's Stevie Wonder, and I wrote my senior paper on that record. It's just, I think, one of the maybe the best album ever recorded. That's a great pop tune. So that's one. I got to see some of my friends perform A Love Supreme, John Coltrane, live. They did a transcription of it, and it was so powerful. I think that some of that music has got to be in the top. That was one of the most profound concerts that I went to at UNT, because it was actually after I graduated, and some of my friends who were way up in the like last few semesters, some of the top players there put this on. Shout out to y'all who did that. You know who I'm talking about. But it was so profound that it made me think, you know, the stuff that John Coltrane played, like even though they may not have been playing exact transcriptions of the solos and stuff, just the musical bed made that so powerful that anybody around the world that's skilled enough to take it on can make like their own way of it. And that's what I think a lot of great music does. It's a song that allows people to interpret it on down the line. So, I mean, shoot, let's throw off the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. Let's throw a fifth of Beethoven in there. You know, that was disco meets Beethoven. That's number three. Best songs ever written. It's well, sure.
Give me two more after you play a song.
All
for
right.
us. Which song are you going to play next?
This is a song called You Are My Angel. Oh, it is the opening track on It Takes the World. And this is stripped down for the acoustic guitar a little bit. I felt a shift in times today, and solid ground became the ocean floor. But when I think about the world before the great flood, it was just mud anyway, to clean the body, mind, and soul. It takes a rhythm section with a groove, and soon a gloomy outlook will improve. It's a love that loves you anyway. You are my angel. You must be heaven sent. You are God's messenger, bringing good intent. You are my angel. You are my vision of a beautiful days to come in light and love. It's up to you to know the plan, so I can see your spontaneity. Every day living in a worry-free moment. You know it's got to be, and we will write the full account, yes we will, of how the world was when the water came. And when we heard the people's voice proclaim the love that loves you anyway. And you are my angel. You must be heaven sent. You are God's messenger, bringing good intent. You are my angel. You are my vision of a beautiful days to come in light and love. And when I think of you, I've got to smile, just thinking that you could be thinking of me. I guess it's just the wisdom in the words you say that make it all okay. I think we're gonna be okay, yeah. When I think of you, I've got to smile, just thinking that you could be thinking of me. I guess it's just the wisdom in the words you say that make it all okay. Well, I think we're gonna be okay, yeah. You are my angel, but you must be heaven sent. But you are God's messenger, bringing good intent. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on home. You are my angel. You are my vision of beautiful days to come.
That's Andrew Tinker, and You Are My Angel, right? The first track from
It Takes the World.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Andy, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks.
How can people hear more of your music or see you? Do you have any gigs lined up?
Yeah, we're going to be playing in Denton with a great local band called Darcy. That's December 10th at the Boiler Room in Denton. You can check me out on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and search for Andrew Tinker. You can Facebook.com/AndrewTinkerMusic. You can find me on MySpace. Basically, you can just type in Andrew Tinker on Google and you'll find me, and I'll figure out how to get in touch with you. And I did think of the last two songs.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what are the
While I was playing. The last one, the last two are the Crucifixes from the Bach B minor Mass. That's a beautiful one. If you haven't heard that, write it down. Crucifixes, Bach B minor Mass. It's wonderful.
We'll put it on the playlist.
Yeah, put it on the playlist. And the very last one, the absolute most beautiful song ever written. And I'm not kidding when I say this. Clara Schumann, Der Mond kommt still gegangen. It's from a song cycle she wrote. I'm not kidding. Put it on the playlist. It's beautiful. It's for soprano and piano. It's so, I heard it in a music and human imagination class at UNT my first semester. And I melted. It was so beautiful. It's Clara Schumann. You got to get it on your playlist.
Thank you. And if not, my iPod.
Yeah, definitely that too.
Andrew Tinker, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. What a blast.
This is KXT. It's 91.7 Music to the Core.